Welcome to the Strive for Strength podcast. I'm your host, Kendall Strample. I'm an online wealth and business coach for huge visionary coaches just like you. And I'm here to help you compartmentalize your massive ideas and turn them into a step-by-step action plan. After scaling two coaching companies to multiple seven figures by the age of 23, I want to help you collapse time and give you the steps that you need in these short episodes. So get cozy, let's dive in. Okay, so as I make this episode, I'm such a planner. I usually have my episodes planned out, and this was like a download. I was like, I need to get on here. I need to talk to you guys about this. I'm amidst the largest month that we have ever had in sales for my coaching company, and I have to share with you guys how this month is just so different. The feeling I'm in is just so different than anything I have ever experienced in business. If you're somebody who feels like you get in momentum and it maybe feels like every time you're in momentum, you lose it, or you kind of ask yourself, you know, how am I going to be able to keep up with that? I want you guys to know that I've had that feeling before, and I don't have that feeling this time around. This feeling, it feels so different. And so in this episode, what I want to share with you guys is how to keep yourself in momentum, how to increase your capacity so that you can consistently make more money in your business. You can consistently, month over month, hit higher revenue months. You don't have to suffer through multiple revenue dips per year that are big and that are large. It's like, how can we just keep increasing the capacity to keep going bigger and better? And so with this month, this is the largest month that we have ever had in regards to sales. In the first 2 weeks of the month, we already sold 25 clients. We're in the middle of the third week of the month, and we've already sold 7 clients just as I'm making this episode. If you don't know our numbers consistently, it's about, I would say, 60% of that on a month-to-month basis. So to say that we've almost doubled the amount of sales that we've made, it's just been so insane to see. And we were launching in the beginning of the month. We've finished the launch, but the momentum has just kept going. And so I want to share with you guys how I've been able to stay in so much momentum, both strategically and energetically. And this isn't just something that happened this month as I make this episode. This is something that month over month this year, we've consistently increased our revenue. Just this year alone, we've increased revenue by over 30%. From when we started in the beginning of the year, soon to be about 50% more than where we were in the beginning of the year, 1.5x where we were in the beginning of the year. And so how have I been able to accomplish this year? You know, I could easily go into talking about the strategy. I could easily go into talking about the steps that we took. I will totally save that for another episode because I'm very strategic about how we plan. I'm very strategic about how we're able to increase, you know, revenue inside of the business. But what I really want to get into is talking to you guys about the feeling that I used to feel when it came to when I would previously have launches or when I would previously have big months. And I can almost guarantee so many of you guys could probably relate to this because I've talked to so many coaches about this and even clients. So I don't know if you've ever had that feeling where you are just, you have so much momentum in your business, almost feels like you're going to trip yourself. And when you're kind of at your peak, you feel like, you know, you're hitting this really big month. You're maybe feeling like, okay, this is a big month. Like, this is my peak. This is like, how am I supposed to make next month bigger? Like, it almost feels like next month you're going to start from ground zero. And this is kind of how I used to feel when I would hit really big months. And the truth was, is that it actually would happen to me. Like, I would have the mindset that I'd peaked. I would have the mindset that now that I'd made all these sales, there's no way that next month I could do this again. There's no way I could replicate this without a launch. There's no way that, you know, people are still going to think I'm relevant after having this large month. And I actually went through this cycle a few years back. This was about 4 years ago, where I actually sabotaged my progress. I had hit a massive month and I sabotaged my progress because I was like, okay, well, clearly I can't keep up with this right after I have this. And I want to give you guys a really quick analogy because the baseline of this episode is really like, how do you increase your capacity? And how do you make wherever you're currently at, that big month, how do you make that your new baseline so you can just consistently build and compound on top of it? And so I want you to think about it like this. Have you ever gone to the gym where, let's say you're for the first time stepping under the squat bar, and when you go to step under the squat bar for the first time, maybe your max is like 115 pounds. But then over time, you progressively overload. And as you progressively overload, what ends up happening? Your warm-up becomes 115 pounds. And you kind of laugh at the fact that you used to, you know, max out at 115. Well, what happens when you don't sleep? What happens when you're underfed? What happens when you're consistently stressed? you go back into the gym that day and that 115 pounds ends up feeling really freaking heavy, right? So it's really similar when it comes to your business. In your company and in your business, when you aren't putting the rinse and repeats on rinse and repeat, and every time you have these larger months or every time that you start to get a little bit ahead, these rinse and repeats start to fall off, you gain more stress. You start to focus on the gap. You're not focusing on the feedback loop. You're not focusing on how you can continue to grow. What ends up happening is instead of making that new revenue where you're at, your baseline, you kind of slip back into, you know, that feeling of tired, that feeling of not being able to push the needle forward. And it's pretty similar to like when you show up to the gym and that weight feels really, really heavy, right? Because if you're not doing the rinse and repeats, then you're not able to gain and keep yourself in momentum. And I find that for so many coaches, this is the case, is they finally get themselves in momentum. But what ends up happening is these small mini cycles of self-sabotage, right? Where it ends up being like you fall off of your DM outreach because you just went through a massive launch, or you fall off of energetically posting because you just did a ton of sales, a ton of sales calls, or you are rewarding yourself and you're excited because you had this amazing launch and, you know, you take a step back because you just sold so many clients in. What if instead that became your baseline moving into the next month? What if you fed off the energy of that amazing month that you just had? And instead of, you know, pulling back on outreach, instead of pulling back on content, instead of feeling like you've peaked and you're wondering where your next 10 leads are going to come from because you liquidated a lot of your warm followers, what if instead you took that energy and you compiled it moving into the next month? You doubled down on your outreach. You started leveraging the results that your clients are getting. You're getting feedback surveys from your clients where you can now be posting those on your story and using those to continue to draw in more ideal clients. This is what it takes to reach that next revenue goal in your business. And I think when a lot of coaches hear this, they're hearing, oh, I have to just keep doing more. I have to keep doing more. But instead what it is getting the systems and the structures in place for you to create that baseline on rinse and repeat. Now, I want to tie this back to this month that we just had. This month that we just had, all year I have spent creating processes, creating systems, creating structures that have myself and my team doing the rinse and repeats on demand, consistently pumping out content that we know is resonating with our soulmate clients, getting a podcast episode out every week, getting a YouTube video out bi-weekly, making sure that we're consistently pulling people through our sales pipeline. Now, I'm not saying that you need to have all these things in place, right? But we know as a company, and I know as a business owner, there are rinse and repeats that are revenue generating activities that I do every single month and every single week and every single day that push the needle forward in the business. Those have become absolute non-negotiables to at least create a baseline for us to where we are booking, you know, 10 to 15 calls per week. And we're able to bring in our goal of, you know, 3 to 5 soulmate clients or whatever the goal might be. Those are the baseline things. Now, the second part to this is not just doing the baseline things that you need, but being in the energy of the end result. And what I mean by this is when your emotion and when your identity is attached to the result that you have in your business, what ends up happening is it's really easy to get stuck in what I call the gap, the things that aren't going well in your business. So whenever you have this really great month, if you're stuck in the gap, if you're stuck in the result, and you're just getting a dopamine spike from the result and not from being in the energy of the end result, not from being focused on the vision, not from being focused on service, right? When you focus on identifying with the results and you get that dopamine hit, right, it's coming from a place of your identity. And so, of course, it's hard to keep up with that energy because you're feeding off the energy of a really high month and identifying with it. Instead of looking at it as, wow, I'm so grateful for this. Let's look at all of the feedback. Let's see how we can continue to serve and help more people, right? And you stay focused on the vision. That's where you take away that feeling of like, is the other shoe going to drop? And that's what's been so different for me about this launch specifically, is that, you know, I've done so much work over the years, and don't get me wrong, like month over month, this entire year, we've had larger months. This launch is just a significantly larger month for us. And I think the biggest thing I've noticed about myself as I just sit in reflection, and I want to be transparent. I want to share behind the scenes with you guys of what actually goes on in my head. The biggest difference that I'm noticing about myself is like the mindset that I have is like, wait, hold on. This is just the beginning. Like, this is literally just the beginning for me. this month is a monumental month. That's the new baseline that we can now do on rinse and repeat, that we can now put ourselves into momentum easier, that we can now build on top of. And so my team and I are looking at all the things that are feedback from this entire month. And I'm asking myself, okay, now as this is my new baseline, right? As a CEO, as a founder, you have a responsibility to buy yourself back as much time as possible to make this new baseline your baseline. And so I want to share with you guys inside and behind the scenes of our team. Because this was such a great month, what I really decided to do, besides just putting myself in that energy of like, this is just the beginning, is in order to avoid revenue dips, in order for us to maximize this being the baseline and just continuing to have it scale up over time, my team and I are dissecting how we can increase our capacity as a team to make this the new baseline. What are the things that have worked really well for us to double down on? And so some things that I as a CEO need to do is ask how I can increase my capacity. So one of the things that I'm doing consistently is I'm doing audits of my time. I'm looking at what's happening in my day that is really beneficial and advantageous for the business, that's helping me stay in the energy that I need to keep the ball moving forward. And I'm doing these time audits to see where I need to do tasks more consistently. I need to delegate tasks more consistently. If I need to delay certain tasks because they're not top priority right now, or if I just need to straight up delete them. And when I go through the do, delegate, delay, and delete, what ends up happening is I open up my capacity. I do more of the things that move the needle forward in the business to create this new baseline. And I delegate things that, you know, my team needs to do in order for us to keep this baseline, or I just get rid of them because they're not actually helping us move the needle forward. And as you start to grow and as you start to expand in your business, it's important that you get more selfish with your capacity because you have a responsibility to create this new baseline for your business. So if you're somebody who has felt like, you know, you have a really great month or you have a really significant month in your business, and as you're moving towards it, you maybe feel this feeling of like, okay, well, it's all downhill from here, or, you know, I've previously had bigger months before, you know, the other shoe is going to drop. Like, it can't be this good, right? Instead, as an entrepreneur, you have a responsibility to actually create that as your new baseline and to ask yourself strategically, you know, what do I need to be doing in order to make this a rinse and repeat? This is why my team and I are so big on training our clients into having 90-day game plans and doing annual planning where they know exactly what tasks they need to be doing monthly, weekly, and daily on rinse and repeat so they can keep moving the business forward. And more importantly, because they have clarity around their 90-day game plans, because they know exactly what to be doing day in and day out, they're putting coins in their confidence bank because they know what to do, so they're doing it. As they're doing it, they're proving and providing evidence to themselves that they're capable of doing the thing. And so when they prove to themselves that they're capable of doing the thing, what ends up happening? You get more in touch with your vision. You get more in touch with your ideal client. You're more connected to yourself because you're proud of yourself. And so because of that feeling, you keep showing up and you keep showing up in better energy and you become more contagious and people can't help but just like want to work with you. And so if you have that feeling, like you feel like the other shoe is going to drop, what you need is you need clarity. What you need is you need structure, because structure creates the clarity. And when you have structure, and when you have clarity, you put yourself in the energy. You guys know I'm a big strategist. I love strategy. I love tactics. At the end of the day, you can do all the strategy and you can do all the tactics. That could be your baseline for sure. But why is it that when you keep doing the things on rinse or repeat, sometimes you don't hit that, you know, that same revenue month, or you don't hit that next level? Well, the truth is because a lot of the times it's a mismatch in energy, because you're doing the things, but you're not necessarily believing in what that next level has to bring you. And when you believe in what that next level has to bring you and that this is your new baseline, you can start to show up in the energy of the end result. You can start to show up in the energy that's necessary for you to identify with being the visionary, with being focused on the vision, versus just identifying with the results and feeling like the results are a direct, you know, correlation of who you are. And so if you found this, if you found a little bit of this oscillation where you're like, one month I feel like I'm on a high, the next month it feels like a low, it simply might just be that what you need to do is you need to look at how you can create this as your new baseline. That you need to believe in the future vision. Believe that this state that you're currently in, this is your new reality. And now you get to step further and further into it and create something even bigger, something even better. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I will be for sure creating another episode regarding the strategy, the influx, incubate, and convert strategy that I teach inside of our program that has helped me generate millions of dollars in my company, but also help my clients do the exact same thing where they can create more predictability in their lead generation. So I'm excited to share more of that with you guys. If you guys like this episode, feel free to leave me a review. I do a brand audit for one person who leaves a review every single week. So please feel free to leave a review if you guys resonate with any of this. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will catch you guys in the next one.